Tame.
It's 11 past five on News Talk ZB. Consumer New Zealand's calling for a Commerce Commission investigation into businesses' environmental claims in New Zealand. It's picked on Air New Zealand and says Air New Zealand's a bad example, saying that most of their combustible cups end up in landfills. That's because we don't have the facilities to actually compost them. Kath Dewar is the Managing Director of ethical marketing company Good Sense. Kia ora, Kath.
Kia ora, Jack, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, it's been a big week. Hey, does there need to be a Commerce Commission into what businesses claim when it comes to environmental credentials?
Yeah, I mean, the Commerce Commission are responsible. Our laws in New Zealand are actually pretty damn good, but the problem is nobody knows about them. So the public don't know what claims people can make and what they can't make. Businesses are largely quite kind of ignorant about what they can and can't claim. And it's not, there's not very clear guidelines, it's very visible. Mm. And there's not enough capacity in the Commerce Commission to investigate and then follow through and enforce enough. So we end up with like Consumer New Zealand having to kind of do their job for them in some areas. And Commerce Commission have got great people, but they can only do so much with how they're funded at the moment.
How much of an issue is greenwashing in New Zealand, do you think?
Oh, you know, we mean well, but we're a bit loose in what we say a lot of the time. And the Air New Zealand example is a really good one. Like, you know, out of all the airlines, they're doing some stuff, which is helpful. The real impact, of course, is the fuel they burn, greenhouse gases and also soot, which just give us more crazy weather. You know, that's the way it's all going. And the challenge is they just need to be more frank. They need to tell us how many cups are composted and where. Like, if it is only in Auckland, then it's all a bit much. And they need to push noisily for better composting. Like, if they've got a problem, like, make a noise of it. But better still, stop using disposables. Let's go back to kind of having something on the plane that they can wash and reuse, because reuse is always better. Yeah. Less of an impact.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I know Air New Zealand says that you know, the Commerce Commission is being a bit unfair in its description and picking on Air New Zealand. But this is more than just Air New Zealand, right? The concerns actually cover a whole range of companies.
Totally. I mean, Consumer New Zealand are using them to hold up as an example of something that is really widespread. You know, like, it's not doing us any favours as a country, because we're getting increasingly far behind what's seen as normal communication about marketing green stuff here compared to the markets we export to. So, you know, we've only now just caught up with having official support for organic certification labels in New Zealand. They've been doing it independently for, you know, decades with no kind of government structure. And we've only now, just a couple of months ago, got over the line proper government support for that, so that our organics companies can keep exporting into Europe. So we're so behind where so much of the rest of the world is now, which is a bit ironic given our clean green image, really,
Yeah, that's always the way, though. Hey, thank you so much, Kath. That'll be really interesting to see if the Commerce Commission picks up on that.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.